Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so glad Holy Spirit picked that title for my radio program, Call to Freedom. I love that. It's Galatians 5:13, verse 13. Oh, we're called to freedom, my friend. And brothers and sisters, don't turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh. Get rid of that pride and through love serve one another. As we set our minds on things above, we enjoy the view of God's great love. And I hope that you receive that today from this program, that God loves you so much. He really does. You are not only blessed to give, but you are blessed to be part of His wonderful presence and just enjoy His presence. I know lately I've just gone into the backyard and sat in the chair on the patio and just realized how beautiful His world is. Because remember, in about 4 months, we're going to see the leaves come off the trees. So we need to enjoy those green leaves right now in this summertime. Oh, praise the Lord. Even though it's so hot, it really is. But then I think of when I was a teenager, or at least in junior high, we were hoeing beets and beans in the summertime. Yep. My brother and I and my mom and dad, we'd go up and down the rows. And in July, it was hot. It was really hot in northern Colorado. And at the end of every row, we would have our little jar of water and then go and thin the beets and hoe the weeds between all the beans and the beets. Yeah, and I know I hated it, but it didn't seem to bother me like the heat is now. But I'm just praying that you will be cool by the presence of Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And I want to tell you, I thought you would enjoy a movie I saw this weekend. Yeah, I was watching some movies with the World Cup. And one of the movies was The Monuments Men. The Monuments Men. And this was a group of men that was told to go into Germany. Germany was surrendering. They realized they had lost the battle. And to go in and try to find all of the precious pieces of art and the sculptures that had been stolen by Hitler and by the German Nazis. And so we realize this demented man thought that he would own everything. So these men go and find all of this gorgeous art and sculptures in the salt mines and copper mines of Germany. I mean, it is so revealing what this man had on his mind. Praise God that the war was won by God's hand. I truly believe that with all my heart. And we're really thankful, and that would be a great movie for you to watch. The Monuments Men, M-O-N-U-M-E-N-T-S. Really a great movie, and it has Matt Damon in it and George Clooney. Now that the World Cup is over with, after 6 weeks of watching soccer, I'm praying that Congress will begin to listen to the other side and not just close their ears to anything that is not in agreement with their side. Let's get rid of this divide in Congress. Oh, it's going on. It's miserable. And I appreciate John Fetterman. Now, I haven't always looked with a positive attitude towards him, but the more I hear him, the more I'm appreciating him. And I want to give you just a little bit of a lowdown here on John Fetterman. He's the representative from Pennsylvania. He was born into a family of Pennsylvania Dutch from a German lineage. Boy, those Germans got around. And climbed the ladder to join Congress. And by just one vote, he won his seat in Congress. He's been kind of an anomaly to I believe many Republicans, because so many of his political view of his political views are conservative. And so I just took down a little bit of an article. He's a loyal supporter of Israel. And any supporter of Israel is a supporter of mine and the Jewish people, and has said this year, candidates run on a platform, and if that becomes the Democratic platform, that we will not ever vote for any aid and will turn our back on Israel, then that makes me to make a decision. Is that really what a Democrat should stand for, or being a part of my party with me? Fetterman said. Last week, nearly half, 104 of the House Democrats voted to strip $3.3 billion in aid to Israel. Oh, don't worry, folks. They're going to get that aid. Additionally, Fetterman said more up-and-coming Democrats have been pushing an anti-Israel agenda, specifically referencing candidates who won primaries. And you're seeing that. Socialism is seeming to spread. It's not going to right now until Jesus comes back. It's seeming to spread. And so I don't understand. Do you understand? I don't understand this socialist mentality. And John Fetterman goes on to say, if you believe the Democrat Party's future is rooted in describing Israel as apartheid state or genocidal, then they don't deserve to have my support. That forces me to say, does this really make sense for me as a Democrat with how these views are and continually to actually intensify? This is what John Fetterman said. And so let's see. I'm going to watch. Let's see if John Fetterman does put action to his words and gets serious and keeps his word and crosses that aisle. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching. Hopefully, we'll get one more seat. I hope that happens. Wow. I hope more Democrats see the seriousness of this thing that's going on in their broken party. Our memory verse for this week is Psalm 66, verse 1 through 3. And here's the Message translation of that beautiful psalm. All together now, applause for God. Sing songs to the tune of his glory. Set glory to the rhythms of his praise. Say to God, we've never seen anything like you, Lord. When your enemies see you in action, they slink off like scolded dogs. Oh, I love that. And the Passion says, everyone, everywhere, lift up your joyful shout to God. Hallelujah. It's like Justin Bieber spoke during the World Cup. Everything, hallelujah. Oh, sing your songs tuned to his glory. Tell the world how wonderful he is, for he's the awe-inspiring God, great and glorious in power. We've never seen anything like him, mighty in miracles. You cause your enemies to tremble. No wonder they all surrender and bow before you. All the earth will bow down to worship. All the earth will sing your glories forever. That's Psalm 66, and that was 1 through 4. And read over it a couple, three times this week. See if you can begin to memorize it. I want to remind you what Jesus did and is continuing to do for you, not in only redeeming you from the curse of the law, but sanctifying you thoroughly in all that you are and will be. Oh, like I said yesterday, we haven't seen anything yet. Colossians 1:22 is talking about reconciliation, and that comes after a separation. I was telling you about how John and I just couldn't get together. We didn't get on the same page. We were traveling, singing for Jesus, folks. Can a Christian couple divorce? Well, we were thinking about it. It just was not coming together. And I was thinking about it. I was miserable. And so reconciliation is coming together of a separation. And I want to go on further with reconciliation, saying it's a process of restoring a broken relationship, primarily between God and humanity, as well as among individuals. It signifies the healing of a fractured fellowship, emphasizing that God desires harmony and unity among people, just as he seeks to be close to them. It's God who wants intimacy with his children. Christian reconciliation is described as the work of God through Christ, who restores the individuals to a favorable relationship with himself, by not counting their trespasses against them. Praise God. He's not counting our mistakes or our sins against us. Ultimately, reconciliation involves overcoming hostility and mending damaged relationships to establish peace and unity. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And it's not that John and I went to counseling. We didn't. We didn't have the time to go to counseling, and probably counseling would not have helped at that moment. But John realized how he needed God in his life every day to give him the wisdom and take him on the path he needed to go every day. When I saw the change in John in those late 70s, I realized, I need that too. I'm miserable. I need you, God. I mean, I talk about you. I sing about you, but I don't know you intimately. And that's when I started on my word power for every hour, every day, reading the word of God. And he brought us together so beautifully. The word of God brought us together so beautifully. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says that we have a ministry of reconciliation in each one of us. This is so exciting for me, so freeing, because maybe you've been there too, that I've been the division maker. I was part of that problem. John was not the problem. I was a division maker many times in my family when I wanted to prove to everyone that I was the right one. Oh, folks. That's not going to work. We need to humble ourselves. What an exhausting premise that we think we have when we think that I've got to show people I'm the right one. It's not about right or wrong, my friends, but about reconciliation in the things that really matter. Loving each other even when we don't agree or we're not on the same page. We love because of Jesus. We love in God's love. So Colossians 1:23 goes on to say, so continue to stay within the faith in Christ, well grounded and settled, steadfast, not shifting, moving around from the hope which rests on and is inspired, by the glad tidings of the gospel, which you heard and which has been preached as being designed for and offered without restrictions to every person under heaven. Last week, I told you that God decided to include the whole world, not the Jewish people, not just the Jewish people, but the whole world in this redeeming process of Jesus giving us new life, new identity, we're new creations. And I'm telling you today to go ahead and be confident in what you've been given by Holy Spirit. We're not looking back. We're living Jesus right now. Look at yourself and see yourself deeply rooted in him. You've been instructed the truth by God's Spirit who is in you, and you are beginning to really feel comfortable around the faithful in Christ. When you mingle with God's people, you're going from being uncomfortable, but by now feeling very comfortable with people that are like-minded. You are no longer drinking just milk like a baby, but you are maturing enough to begin to eat of the Word of God in all its anointing and demonstration of the Spirit-filled life. You have been trained, and your senses are beginning to listen to the Spirit who is in you, and you're seeing good fruit coming from all those years of training. Yes, you're going to start bearing wonderful fruit. You are no longer listening to the enemy, but you're throwing off all his threats and innuendos about all that you've done wrong. Oh, praise God. God doesn't see you as the person who's done all the wrong and made all the mistakes and all the sin. Mm-mm. God sees you as righteous and holy and blameless before him. You see, your identity is now in Christ Jesus, and it's no longer in your mistakes. Your destiny is now greater than your past. Your future holds more promise because you're not caught in the quagmire of what you did or didn't do. So many times as I get through gotten through the end of the day, I thought, oh, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And oh, God, forgive me. I was caught and I didn't accomplish. Oh, don't worry about it. Just relax. Set your mind on things above. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without Him. When you come to Him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Entering into this fullness is not something you figure out or achieve on your own. It's not a matter of keeping a long list of rules and regulations. No, you're already in. You're an insider, not through some secret club or initiation rite, but rather through what Christ has already gone through for you, destroying the power of sin. Oh, as He is, so are we in this world. Praise the Lord. God brought you out of darkness, and now you are alive right along with Christ. Think of it. All sins forgiven, the slate wiped clean, that old arrest warrant canceled and nailed to the cross. He stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their sham authority at the cross and marched them naked through the streets. Ah, we can breathe. We can breathe deeply, friend. It took me a long time, many years, to realize that in Jesus I live and move and have my being. I was so caught up in being self-sufficient, and I thought that made a good Christian. Now that I look back at that mindset, I realize that many people who call themselves Christians believe that they have to work their way to heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation now. No condemnation, because I am in Christ Jesus and you are in Christ Jesus. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Darren had that favorite verse in 1 John 4:17. He quoted it so many times. Oh, by this, love is perfected. Excuse me. Love is perfected. 1 John 4 tells us of God's perfect love, and that in the perfect love there is no fear. And here is the verse 17. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. We don't cast away our confidence, because as He is, so also are we in this world. It's all about love. It's loving our neighbor, loving ourselves, loving God. Because it's in God that we move and we live, and we trust that tomorrow is going to be better than today. Here's a beautiful song by Gloria Rowe, Abiding Love.
This love is free.
Allowed pride to rule in the last of the 70s when I was not liking John, I was feeling miserable, I thought it was all him. If I would allowed that pride to rule, I would have not had the beautiful years that I had with that wonderful man, that anointed man of God, and all of the beautiful music that we made. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, so it's wonderful to realize that 1 John 4, verse 17, by this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. Oh, yesterday I was telling you that the enemy is trying to steal your identity in Christ. Yes, he isn't content in just being evil and mean. He wants to snatch the life out of you, your life in Christ. That's why Paul is so adamant in being sure of your stand in Christ. That's why every day I say, and I hope you say with me, in him I live and move and have my being. Oh, friends, the times are getting more evil, and we must stand in our confidence in Christ that we are serving Almighty God and our Messiah Jesus Christ. And that hope and assurance keeps us going every day, no matter what comes along, no matter if a famine is there. I was talking to a dear friend just yesterday. You know what? I'm going to get, when I get to heaven, the Lord isn't going to ask me, did you have a green lawn when you were on earth? No, he isn't. So if my lawn burns a little bit, okay. All right. That's okay. I have the love of Jesus Christ in my heart. Oh, the enemy tried to question Jesus' identity in the Father when he confronted him in the wilderness in Matthew 4 by saying, if you are the Son of God. Well, Jesus knew who he was. I'm so glad he didn't give in. If you are, see, he's saying to you today, well, if you are a child of God, you can say, in Jesus' name, I speak these problems gone, or I speak these finances are going to be healed. Sometimes God allows those things, friend, and we have got to say, not my will, but yours be done. The devil said, if you're the Son of God, command these stones become loaves of bread. Jesus knew who he was, and his righteous reply was, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's the answer to every question the enemy brings up in our minds. The word of God spoken out of our mouths. You got to do it, friend. You got to begin speaking the word of God, not just talking about the weather and what's going on in this country. Oh, wasn't that a great World Cup? No, we got to settle down into speaking the word of God, because that's the thing that's up to date. These things disappear in 36 hours. What you heard as news 36 hours ago, you don't hear about it anymore. And what you hear today, it's going to be gone in 36 hours. So what we need to do is speak that word, learn that word. That's why I encourage you to learn the memory verse every week. And it's important that as we look to him, he's given us to claim and confess those words that we memorize and speak with every opportunity to see him at work in our lives. That's why I speak words of encouragement. That's why I say that peace that he leaves with me. That I learned that verse 2 years ago because I seemed to think that I needed some more peace. So Jesus says in John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Doesn't that sound good? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Colossians 1 verse 13 tells us that we are on a new path when we are in Christ. We inherit Christ's spiritual DNA, all of his characteristics. We have a new identity. Our new creation should show us that we have now a new identity in Christ Jesus. We don't live by the old we. The old we, the old you, the old me. That's a new word. Oh, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Praise the Lord. We cannot look back and let the sin we've committed and confessed rob us of our identity. We can't let what we did in the past rob us. What happened for so many years, no more. No more. I cross that line. No more am I going to feel condemned or guilty or shameful about what I did in the past, because I am a new creation now. I am not what I used to be, and you are not what you used to be. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. We will see those blessings manifested as we keep our eyes on Jesus and not on our behavior. It's not your behavior that's going to send you to hell, friend. It's your rejection of Jesus Christ. And I believe I'm speaking to the majority of those who love Jesus Christ with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. But now we're not going to dwell on our behavior as much as loving Jesus. We will see those blessings manifested as we keep our eyes on him. As I said last week, as you look to Jesus and Holy Spirit for your growth, all those behavior patterns that have bothered you for so long just simply melt away. Simply melt away. As I said at the beginning of this program, we set our minds on things above and not on things of this earth. And we enjoy that view of God's great love for us, just like the song you heard on the program. And in him, you have been made complete. We are complete in Jesus Christ, for he is the head over all rule and authority. So look to Jesus. He's the only one that really, really matters in your life today. Don't give the enemy one more inch of your thought life. Cast him down. Cast him down. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. And we will all love that appearing of Jesus Christ when he comes to take us home. It's been so good being with you today. God bless you and keep you. And hopefully we'll hear Kimberly tomorrow on the program. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in